Welcome to Stuff You Should Know from HowStuffWorks.com. Brought to you by Consumer Guide Automotive. We make car buying easier.
Hi, and welcome to the podcast. I'm Josh Clark, a staff writer here at HowStuffWorks.com. And with me, as always, is my trusty editrix, Candace Gibson. How's it going, Candace?
It's going okay, Josh. It's going okay.
Oh, yeah, you a little down in the mouth?
I am. Yeah, just everything today, it's not going the way I planned.
Well, you know, I know exactly what you're talking about. You kind of have the feeling that the entire universe is against you.
I do.
You're being kicked around a little bit by the powers that be. Yeah. What you're talking about is Murphy's Law. You know about this?
I do. Murphy's Law. It says that anything that can go wrong will.
Yeah? Yeah, do you know where it came from?
I do, actually. It all originated back in 1949, so this isn't ancient history. This is pretty recent, and essentially, the Air Force was doing a couple of tests on G-forces and trying to figure out how much a human being could handle. Mm-hmm. And what it all boiled down to was some people who worked for Captain Edward A. Murphy weren't really doing their jobs exactly right. They were messing up the little things. And he said, pretty exasperated, there are two ways to do something.
Yeah.
They're always going to pick the one that results in catastrophe.
Yeah, but that's kind of a mouthful, isn't it?
It really is. And so Colonel John Paul Stapp later
Great guy.
Exactly. He was sort of being the mouthpiece for these experiments that they were doing. And he essentially said that, you know, well, the experiments aren't going exactly as planned. It's all, you know, following Murphy's Law. Well, what's that? And he explained that anything that can go wrong will. So he sort of silver-tongued it.
Well, you know, there's a lot of confusion. A lot of people slap Murphy's Law onto just about anything that goes wrong, right?
Indeed.
But there's actually a lot of corollary laws that have come about. Some of them are even older than Murphy's Law, which, by the way, Murphy's Law is a takeoff on Sod's Law. Have you heard of that?
No, I haven't.
It's an old English saying that any bad thing that can happen to some poor sod will. So it's pretty much the English version. And in England, they still call it Sod's Law.
Mm.
But there's plenty of corollary laws to Murphy's Law that whatever can go wrong will go wrong. Like take Ator's observation. You ever been in traffic?
The other lane always moves faster.
Exactly. And that's Ator's observation. But actually, that's kind of based on a little bit of psychology. You know that? Yeah,
no.
It's true. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay, so say you're standing in traffic, and either side of you, both lanes are moving, and you're standing stock still. Of course you're going to notice. You're in traffic. You want to get home. But your lane starts moving again. You're paying attention to the car in front of you and behind you. You're no longer paying attention to the lanes on either side. So they're most likely stopped or at least going slower than you are. You never notice. The only time we notice something is when it's not going our way.
So are you saying that we want to feel victimized by the universe?
I don't know that we want to feel victimized so much, but I think we have a sense of fatalism, you know, that we're all kind of powerless at the hands of fate.
We're not actively making our own choices?
It depends. You know, I think that there's a whole mindset surrounding Murphy's Law that people adopt that, you know, everything goes wrong and that's when they pay the most attention. I use an example in the article, like, say you're walking along and you make it to the place you're trying to get to, and you have no problems. You don't stop and think, wow, you know, I really am a good walker. But if on the way you stop or you fall and skin your knee, you're going to sit there and say, why does this happen to me? That's the thing you pay attention to. We humans are almost programmed to pay attention to all the terrible things that can happen to us and ignore all the great things.
Ah, so it's sort of a why me attitude.
Exactly.
But if you were a little bit more careful or maybe even a little bit more optimistic, you could avoid Murphy's Law.
I don't know that that's entirely true. I think that the key is optimism.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you're not much on fate, right?
Not so much.
Well, I kind of tend to believe in Murphy's Law just because I'm, you know, clinically paranoid. But, you know, there's a certain amount of science to Murphy's Law. Did you know that?
I did. We're talking about Pell's equation, right?
Yes. Pell's equation of Murphy. Well, no, it's Joel Pell's Murphy's equation. And Joel Pell's this guy out of the University of British Columbia. And he basically quantified Murphy's Law. He took all these factors like that surround an event, like how badly you want it to happen in a certain way, or the complexity of the system involved, or the urgency of it going a certain way, and he plugged them into an equation. And he used his 89 Tercel as an example. You know about that?
That's a Toyota.
Yes, it is a Toyota, an 89 one at that. But Pell calculated the probability of his 1989 Toyota Tercel's clutch going out in a rainstorm when he was 60 miles from home. And he came up with a factor of one, which means it would definitely happen.
Well, you know, Josh, that could actually be attributed to the fact that Toyota no longer makes the Tercel, so who knows how sturdy an automobile it was in the first place.
That is a good argument, or it could mean that Murphy's Law is real and we should all fear it. If you do fear Murphy's Law and want to know your enemy, go read How Murphy's Law Works on HowStuffWorks.com.
For more on this and thousands of other topics, visit HowStuffWorks.com. Let us know what you think. Send an email to podcast@HowStuffWorks.com.